Rogers out in Green Hill, Alabama, and we are talking some Rogers Pirates football. Wes, my man, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's happening, Jordan? Everything good today?
It is going very, very well. Day one of our 2 days tailgate tour kicking off here, and you're out there in Rogers Pirates territory. Now, this is a team, Wes, who over the past two seasons has been nothing short of phenomenal. I believe they went two consecutive seasons undefeated in the regular season. And this year is going to be a little different simply because there's a lot of personnel changes and a lot of coaching changes as longtime coach Randall Martin has moved on to ARAB to take on a defensive coordinator position, excuse me, an offensive coordinator position. Jerry Foulkes steps up. He is now the head coach out there. You're out there at practice. What is practice like?
You know, practice is, it's pretty high energy, Jordan. You know, you would think, you're talking about a team last year that loses all of its defensive starters. All 11 starters on defense are gone. You're looking at a class that graduated 19 last year, but these guys are hungry. They're ready to prove that Rogers Pirate football is still Rogers Pirate football. They still live by the mantra of do your job. And so every time you turn around, you hear somebody, whether it's a coach or whether it's one of the players, they're yelling, they're screaming, hey, do your job and do it to the best of your abilities. And I'm telling you, Jordan, they're hungry. They're ready to play some football.
You know, one thing, Wes, that you take a look at from this Rogers Pirates team, they were sort of underrated in the offensive department. I mean, we took a look at their offense. They only gave up 8.9 points per game last year, 107 total points. But they scored right under 35 points per game last year. You talked about losing so many guys on the defense, but they return a key player, a few key players on that offensive side. They've got Alex Rogers, the quarterback, back. They've got Harris Anderton, the tight end. Nick Canfield's going to anchor the offensive line. Is this going to be a more offensive-minded team than we're used to seeing from Rogers?
Well, in talking with Coach Foulkes just very early, very briefly when I got here this afternoon, they're really putting an emphasis on keying in on those returning starters. And you mentioned Alex Rogers, and I talked with him just very briefly. He's excited to get the season rolling. And again, you're talking about an offense that's going to have to fill a lot of voids. They have four returning starters on the offensive side. So mm-hmm. You're looking both sides of the ball, four total returning starters. But Alex was telling me earlier that the connection that he and Harris have anchored around an offensive line that's anchored around somebody like Nick Canfield, a young man who has a lot of passion, a lot of strength. I'm looking at him right now, Jordan. He's massive. he's ready to hit somebody. But they're really keying in on their offense. The thing that you've noticed, that I've noticed the most after being here today with them, is they're not slowing down. The energy was really high-paced. They tried to move the ball quickly last fall, and they're sticking to that game plan. New offensive coordinator Brad Newton has stepped in, is doing a really good job. It's going to be his first year calling offensive plays. He's never stepped into this role before, but he's very excited. And so I think they felt like the least amount of transition with all of the transitions that were happening, the fewer of those that they can make, the better. But the new offensive lines plugging in, some new skill players, great receivers. There's some guys out here with incredible hands, Jordan, just making some incredible catches. And I think offensively they're still going to try to move quickly. They've run some no huddle, but not very much, but they're moving from play to play very, very quickly. So I think you're going to see some up-tempo, and they want to score, and they want to score fast.
We've got Wes Ayers live on location out in Green Hill covering the Rogers Pirates. They open up the season with Loretto, Lexington, and then they get into area play with Wilson. I would be remiss, Wes. You're from this community. You live there. You know a lot of these kids. You're a youth minister in that area. I would be remiss if I didn't ask this question. Randall Martin was there for six seasons as the head coach. He's a guy who graduated from Rogers and well-beloved in the community. As I mentioned, he left to go take a coordinator position at ARAB. What are the feelings towards Coach Martin now? Are there still some people who are upset that he left? And you've got to understand, the guy wanted to further his career, and you get that. But what are the feelings towards Coach Martin now? Do people miss him? Is he still around in that community? I mean, you know, just thinking about Coach Martin and him leaving, are people still dwelling on that, or is he almost all but forgotten as the new season's just around the corner? And I think we lost Wes there. We'll give him a call back and see if we can get him back. Wes, do we have you there?
Hey, Jordan, are you there?
Yes, there we go. Sometimes this technology thing doesn't work out for us, but I can hear you if you can hear me, buddy. Can you hear me, Wes?
Hey, Jordan, sorry about that.
It's okay, buddy.
We've Greenhill, we're, you mentioned that I was from the community. We should get a cell phone tower.
That needs to be the biggest change, huh? So, what are the feelings about Coach Martin now? I mean, do people miss him, or is he sort of all but forgotten at this point?
Well, Coach Martin was very, very honored in this community. You know, people loved him. Like you said, a graduate of this, of this school, went on to play at UNA for a couple of years there, and people really, really loved Randall Martin here. They're moving forward just as he did. Saw an opportunity to move on and to create new opportunities. I think this team sees the same opportunities. They respect him. They appreciate what he's done here and what he did here in the past. But they're moving forward. There's a renewed energy here, lots of spirit, lots of tenacity. They're really eager to get started. And, I think they're ready to prove that this is a team effort. This is a team game. And while Coach Martin did a lot to enhance a lot of things here, they've got a point to prove.
All right, so Wes, you told me, and listen, I'll be 100% honest, people. This is sort of, we're working through things, trying to figure things out. It seems like the Rogers Pirates have a break in practice coming up in just a couple minutes, right?
That's right, yes. I think they're going to break around 5:15.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. When we come back at 5:15, hopefully Coach Folks will be there with you, and you guys will talk about some of these guys in this upcoming season. Does that sound okay with you, Wes?
That sounds great. I'll be here, buddy.
All right, good deal. We're going to take a timeout here. Wes Ayers is live and on location out in Greenhill, Alabama. So we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will hear from Coach Folks as they get ready for another season of Pirate football. Don't go anywhere. Two-a-days continues after this.
Rogers Pirates.
Welcome back in. Two-a-days tailgate tour. Right now, we are going to kick it over to Wes Ayers as he's got the new head football coach, Jerry Folks, there. They've got a break in their practice. Take it away, Wes.
Hey, Jordan. Thank you very much. Wes Ayers here, Fox Sports Two-a-days with new head football coach, Jerry Folks. Jerry, thanks for taking a little time and being with us today. I'm going to start right out of the gate. You're the new captain of the ship, man. How do you feel about this process? Tell me a little bit about the process of being named the head football coach at Rogers High School.
I tell you what, the phone rings a lot more than it used to. That's about really as far as preparation. I always prepared anyway. You got to think about your coaches more. That's one thing I'm learning.
Sure.
It's this. We're starting school now, and that's it's not just tough on the guys too. I mean, you've got meeting after meeting for teachers, and like days like today, they've got stuff they've got to get done. So, I worry about them more than I used to think about myself when I was doing it. So, you try to make things right for them as well, but, enjoying it so far.
Well, that's great. As an alum of this school, it was good to see someone that loves the program, someone that you can trust. And I thought it was a great hire. Coach, I got to ask you, you lost a lot of talent last year, lots of guys graduating.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it.
When you think about that, when you think about the talent that was lost, what's your message to the team this year, being young, looking forward, saying, don't worry about the last 2 years. This is here and now.
Man, what opportunity is out there, Right. We've got spots all over the place that still hadn't been decided. And, what opportunity for the young guys. As a 9th and 10th grader, what more did you want than a chance to get on the field? And they've got it,
So when you look at, you look at the guys who graduated last year, they played as 9th and 10th graders.
Yeah.
And then what the result was pretty amazing. So is that kind of, you kind of build that in when you're talking to these guys, look, you've got a golden opportunity to create something special for
Absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely, because they're going to get, when I was in school, I got to play some as a 9th grader, but not like some of the guys we had in the past. Those guys had 65, 70, 80 games in them when they got going. So that's a ton of, and it panned out for them. They had two real solid years there. So, you kind of sell them on the fact that you're going to get a ton of experience. You may take a few lumps, but in the end, it's going to pay off.
Absolutely. Wes Ayers here with head football coach of the Rogers Pirates, Jerry Folks. Got one last question for you, Coach. What goals do you have for this 2018 squad?
I want these guys to be overcomers. We've talked about it. I want them to have a chip on their shoulder. we always have the goal of winning the region, getting in the playoffs, and then the last thing we make a goal to do is make some noise, go as far as you can go, you know. And I want that for this group too. You know, these seniors have been a part of some pretty good football, so they know what it looks like. You know, they just gotta kind of pull these other guys with them, and they're doing that so far. I'm tickled with their work ethic. So
that's great, Coach. I wish you the best of luck. I'm looking forward to doing the coaches show with you. We'll do that. We'll sit down on Monday every week, and we'll talk a little bit about the previous week and the coming week. But I'm so excited for you and excited for these players and looking forward to a great season.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach Fulks. Appreciate it. Get back to it. All right, Jordan, that was Coach Jerry Fulks, the new head football coach of the Rogers Pirates. Excited. I think you can hear the excitement in his voice. I think you can hear the passion that he's got for this football program. He's ready to get rolling.
Well, Wes, we appreciate you sitting down with Coach Fulks and taking some time out of your day and his day. Now, I know you've got some players lined up, but they've still got practice to do up there in Green Hill, correct?
That's right. Yeah, they had a little lightning come in, and, of course, you know, the big deal is when it lightnings, you got to run in for so long, and that even carries over into practice. I did not know that, but the time constraint still runs even during practice. And so the practice is supposed to be over here at 5:30. And around 5:30, I hope to have a couple of the standouts, some of the returning starters for the Pirate football team with me.
Good deal, Wes. Well, on that note, we're going to take a timeout and let you just enjoy practice, take pictures and things of that nature, and we'll come back to you later on. And we're going to go ahead and shoot over to Chuck and see what's going over going down over in Zip City. Okay, buddy?
Thanks, Jordan. See you soon.
That was Wes Ayers live on location in Green Hill, Alabama, talking with Coach Jerry Fulks there about the Rogers Pirates. All right, it's time for us to take another timeout. Moving really quickly here on the Two-A-Days tailgate tour. And when we come back, Chuck Hammer is out in Zip City. He's got new head coach Matt Porch as well as some players lined up, so we will hear from them. By the way, go to our Fox Sports Show's Facebook page. The brand new Fox 5 for this season is out, and we started with quarterbacks, so you could check that out and see who made our Fox 5 top 5 returning quarterbacks. And once again, that's at Fox Sports Shoals on Facebook. You can also check it out on our website. All right, take a time out. When we come back, we will hear what's going down over in Zip City.
Don't miss out on Summer's.
Wilson Warriors.
Welcome back in to Shoals Sports Talk, Fox Sports Shoals Two-A-Days tailgate tour. Right now, we've got Chuck Hammer out in Zip City covering the Wilson Warriors. Chuck, my man, how are you doing? Glad that you are out there doing your job, taking care of the Wilson Warriors today.
Yeah, Jordan, I'm telling you what, it was a day where I was coming out here, I saw some clouds on the way, and I thought, my goodness, we may not be out on the field today, but we did get out here, and there were some raindrops, so it cooled down for a little while. Now it's gotten hot and humid again, so we have experienced all types of weather here today, but a good first day of practice. I'm standing by here with first-year head coach Matt Porch. Coach, thanks for sticking around after practice. I know you said you're going to be here a little later on with Youth League going on as well, but thanks for sticking around after practice, and thanks for having us out.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming out.
Well, Coach, first off, I want to start out with, I guess, the elephant in the room. You know, we've had you on the air before to talk about, you know, it's not been that long ago that you were named head football coach. What has transpired since then? How have you implemented changes to this program, or has it been business as usual?
Well, we tried to keep the business as usual as much as possible. We did lose a coordinator last week. He had another opportunity at a different school, and so now it forced us to transition. You know, I built some trust with the players as the defense coordinator over the past 6 years, and was honored to be the head coach. Now I'm going to ask for their trust as offensive coordinator. I'm going to take on that role myself. And so there's going to be a transition period, and we've had to change some terminology to make things fit what I can do as a coordinator for these guys.
Now, it's no secret, last year 10-2, second round of the playoffs, It was a great year for the Warriors. Now, this year I come out here, I know you lost a lot of seniors off of that squad last season. I came out here, and your numbers seemed to be pretty good. You were out here getting in formation, you know, stretching before practice. It was kind of, I guess, getting just back into the routine today, right?
Absolutely. We wanted to get out on helmets to count as the first day. I knew that there was going to be 7 to 8 that couldn't be here today. And then, you know, tomorrow I expect 4 or 5 that I maybe hadn't seen all summer to add to those numbers. We'll be closer to 50 by the time first day of school tomorrow, I would say. But it was just good for us to get on the field and actually line up in some of these formations and some of the newer terminology.
Let me ask you about, you know, last year, coming off that 10-2 year, and you lost a lot of guys. And I know probably some of these juniors and seniors, though they wouldn't probably admit it, but inside they're thinking, you know what, that was, you know, last year's team, that was those seniors' times. It's our time. We want to be in the spotlight. And coming off a year like that, I mean, what are the goals and expectations for this team this season?
Well, the expectations, we want to keep rising. We want to keep challenging ourselves to improve every year. And I think at first when graduation was over and, you know, we're coming into spring ball, that these guys were kind of down. They're like, man, we lost this guy at this position. He's good, you know. But as they've played with each other spring ball and as we did 7-on-7s all summer, they've built trust with each other. And I think now, together, their expectations have started to rise, and they believe in themselves and believe in their teammates a little more over the summer 7-on-7s.
But I watched you guys at that 7-on-7 over, I think it was at Florence, and, man, you guys actually really impressed me a whole lot. Now, I got a picture earlier with all your seniors, the seniors on this year's squad. I'm going to put you on the spot if you can name all your senior guys on this year's team, because I know those guys, this will be their last year playing high school football here at Wilson.
Right. Well, my senior guys are pretty much standing over there. I think a few of them have went home. I've got 10 now. And so, you want me to name them?
Do you want to name them?
Sure. well, we've got our first female senior here, which is Sadie Talley. And then we've got Jacob Blassingame, Colby Scott. We've got Colby Calhoun. We've got Tanner Stamps. We've got Jaden May. We've got Connor Wynn. We've got Caleb Chaney. We've got Huggy, Alan Huggins. Is that 10? Then Teddy, Braden Reisner.
Okay, they're over there giving you a little help. So phone a friend, I guess. No. But, Coach, the 23rd, and we haven't made the announcement, so I'll make it here on the radio. On the 23rd, you guys play at Sheffield. That's going to be a Thursday night game. Y'all did that over here last year.
Yes, sir.
We're actually going to broadcast that game over at Sheffield. That'll be our first game of the year as well on the 23rd. So, Sheffield and Wilson fans, you can find that ball game right here on Fox Sports Shoals. And, you know, I know we're still a couple weeks away, Coach, and right now we're getting into formations. We're just getting used to getting the helmet and pads back on. But looking forward to Sheffield, I mean, what's it going to take to get ready for that first ball game?
For us right now, we've got some installation that's got to take place. We've even though we felt really ahead in our terminology and in our offensive package a week ago, you know, now with the new transition now, we've got to go back and install some base plays. I feel like we'll be able to have a pretty good package going into Sheffield. I want to have not too many, 12, 14 run plays, you know, 12, 14 pass plays, kind of what I've got laid out on our practice transition here. But going into Sheffield, the main thing besides executing those plays properly is containing athletes in space. You know, on the defense side of the ball, that'll be a big focus. Anytime you play Sheffield, you're going to play athletes. And for us, it's about containing those athletes.
Okay. Well, Coach, I tell you what, I haven't been around you long, but I feel like you're going to have a lot of success out here. I was even talking to one of the parents out here. They were excited about you being the head football coach. And good luck from all of us, and we'll see you on the 23rd.
I appreciate it.
So that's head coach Matt Porch. And Jordan, I know we talked about the Rogers players trying to join Wes at 8:30. If he doesn't, or not 8:30, 5:30. If he doesn't have them readily accessible to him, I got a couple kids here that could talk to us if we've got time for it.
I have not heard back from Wes just yet. I think he said that he should be ready to go. I'll text him. You missed one question that I wanted you to ask him, Chuck. Tanner Stamps. That name sounds familiar. Former Central Wildcat transfers over to Wilson. I would have liked to have known if that opens up the quarterback race a little bit there between Silva and Stamps.
Hey, you're just going to have to wait till the 23rd and find out.
This is not Alabama football. We are here breaking news. That's what we want to do. So I would have liked to have known. Maybe you can eke that out of one of the players. Maybe you can
I can talk. So we've got a player with – let's just go ahead and talk to a couple players. If Wes has got some breaking information or he needs to get on, we'll be brief. So who do we have here first? We've got somebody joining us.
My name is Jacob Blassingame. I'm a senior here at Wilson.
So we get Jacob Blassingame up here first. So he's going to be a tough act to follow. This is a guy, we saw him at the 7-on-7. We noticed you out there. And, you know, we talk about our Fox 5. We unveiled our Fox 5 quarterbacks today. You're definitely in the running to be one of the top five returning running backs. And we'll make that announcement tomorrow. So, you know, everybody be looking for that around 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But, you know, you're a guy that's been a Fox 5 offensive lineman, if I'm not mistaken. What's that transition been like playing offensive line to running back?
Oh, it was definitely a transition, something I was happy to move on to. It wasn't bad.
There's a lot more glory as a running back, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more glory. I still like blocking for my teammates, and I'm not – but
well, you can still block.
You got a block
back there too.
It's different. Don't turn into a diva
getting into the backfield now.
Yes,
so you're a senior and you've been here for a while. You put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on this field. What's it feel like being a senior, and what's this year mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. I've worked my butt off for 3 years. It's starting to pay off. Starting to see it's all worth it, that everything you've done the last 3 years, and I'm excited to play along some of my best friends through high school, and I can't wait for it. It means the world.
Now, we asked Coach about the goals for the team, but I'm going to ask you about some personal goals. I know it's always about the team, but I know there's got to be some marks. I mean, if you don't aim at anything, you're never going to hit it, right? So what are some personal goals you have for this year?
I think one of my personal goals is be the best teammate I can be to my other teammates. I make a lot of tackles. I'm a defensive guy. I like to try to beat Avery Motes in tackles. He led the tackles last year, so hopefully I'll outdo his number, so we'll see.
Well, I thought you were going to give me, like, I'm going to rush for 1,000 yards at 25 touchdowns. Well, you know what? I know that it's a team-first mentality out here, and good luck to you in your senior year, and thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, do we have anybody else that's going to step up to the mic? We got one more guy. All right, here we go. We got Colby Scott over here. And, Colby, you play wide receiver, right?
Wide receiver and tailback, yes, sir.
So let me ask you this. You were probably Jordan and I were out here covering a lot of your ball games last year,
yes,
and we noticed you out there because you seem to be almost week in and week out one of the fastest guys on the field. Where'd that speed come from? Is it you just born with it?
I guess I get it from my dad. He's always told me he's real fast in high school. So.
But he's not fast anymore.
No. No way.
Not so you've got some teammates that are sitting around you watching you be interviewed here. What's it like playing with these guys?
It's awesome. These are my guys, and I'd do anything for them. It's great out here playing with them.
Well, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Jacob. What are your personal goals for this senior season?
Personal goals, definitely try to get as much yards as I can. Touchdowns, you know, everybody wants to get as much touchdowns as we can, right?
But, right.
Be as best teammate I could.
And I didn't ask Jacob this, but I'll finish out with this question.
Okay.
Any aspirations to play outside of Wilson? You going to play? Try to, you know, is college something you'd like to explore the opportunity to play there?
Yes, sir. That's always came to my mind. Just kind of see where it goes for me.
That's right. Just
see my options.
All right. Well, we'll see you on the 23rd against Sheffield.
Alrighty.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we got several other seniors around here, but those are the two guys that really wanted to step up and talk to us, Jordan. I think that we've had a very first good stop here at Wilson. I know Wes is probably chomping at the bit out there with a couple Rodgers players. But, Jordan, if you don't have anything else for me, I'll sign off and get out of here. And we've only got, we've got how many more schools to go? 14?
Oh, man. Yeah, we've still got 14 schools to go. You know, just taking a quick look at some of the numbers from last season for Wilson, they scored an average of 26.3 points. They gave up 13.3 points per game. And so, you know, they're sort of in the same boat that Rodgers is. They lose a lot of the talent off of last year's squad. They're going to have a lot of new faces out there. I know Jada Cater's gone. Tucker Brown's gone. Avery Motes is gone. Avery Motes has already made an appearance in this year's two-a-days on day one. And, you know, you look at a guy like Colby Scott, probably going to be the fastest guy out there. You don't know exactly where who was it? The Jacob Blassen game. You don't know exactly where he's going to play. One play he might be out at left tackle. The next play he might be at running back. In the next series he might be the linebacker. He's going to be all over the place.
That's right.
Versatility is going to be the key word for this Wilson Warriors team. Versatility, especially losing Coach Jeffries to another program just a few weeks ago. So they've got to be really versatile. But they've got in the end, as I mentioned, Tanner Stamps. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up playing. Will he beat out Silva for the quarterback spot? Is he going to be a wide receiver? You know, this Wilson team is going to have to be versatile. That's the key word for this team this year.
Absolutely. Yes, they are. And, you know, I was talking to a parent out here before we got on the air, and, you know, we were talking about how this team has an opportunity. This is not going to be a season that should be looked upon as a year that Wilson may be a little down. You know, they've got some kids on this squad that can still put up some numbers. I think that they've got an ability to still be very, very competitive. Of course, I know we talk about the Deschler, we talk about the Brooks, and you know, it's not a bad thing that, you know, we see those two teams that we're projecting to be probably the top two teams in this region, but you just never know. That's why we play the game. But, you know, everything happens in cycles. Next thing you know, Deschler and Brooks may be down, and then Wilson and Rogers will be back. That's just how things happen in high school football. But these two teams over the last 2 years undoubtedly have been two of the best programs, not just in the Shoals area, but north, all of North Alabama.
You know, Chuck, and we're going to have to back that up with West to 5:45. He's still waiting on some of those guys. They're still practicing. I think Lightning was in the area up there, so they had to take a break. But just taking a quick look here at the Wilson schedule, and we're not going to go through and do wins and losses here.
Yeah, you want to. You want
no,
to.
No, we're not going to do that. That's not what we're going to do. But they open up, as you mentioned, against Sheffield, and we are going to broadcast that game. Then they, on Friday, August the 31st, they've got Colbert Heights at their place. And then they get into that tough 4A Region 8. They start off with Rogers in 4A play. They go Rogers, Brooks, Deschler, back to back to back. Two of those are at Wilson. One of those is going to be on the road. They'll head over to Howard Chapel Stadium. But really and truly, when you take a look at that 4A Region 8, they're going to run the gauntlet early. And from there, I mean, they're going to be on the road at West Limestone, which I don't know a whole lot about. Elkmont doesn't have a storied football program. And then they've got Central to round out their 4A Region 8 play on October the 19th. This is a team, Chuck. You know, you look at Deschler and you look at Brooks, and I think it's safe to say those are the class of 4A Region 8 this year heading into it. But outside of that, Central's going to be a really good team, we would imagine. Now, I know they've had a lot of guys transfer out of there, and we will get to Central a little later on in our 2 days tailgate tour. But that fourth spot is going to be up for grabs, and it's not out of the realm of possibility for either Rogers or Wilson to take that spot. Who is going to win that first 4A Region 8 game? September the 7th, Chuck, it's odd to think about that game three of the season could be the game that determines who goes to the playoffs.
I think the two biggest games of the year, just in my opinion, is that game on September 7th and that game on October 19th. Because yeah. Central is a team that we did see them much improve last year, but they've lost a couple guys. They've lost a couple guys that have decided to transfer out, maybe even a few guys. So we'll see how that affects them. Maybe that game on the 19th. I agree with you on the game on the 7th, but I think that game on the 19th could be equally as big.
You know, it's going to be interesting when we get out to Central and talk to Coach Wood and some of those guys. You know, I've got people on the ground. One school that's got a lot of those Central kids is Waterloo. Now, they moved to that. Most of these kids lived in that district. They were driving to Central, so I don't think anything nefarious is going on there by any stretch of the imagination. Brad Palmer's a great guy. But they've got a guy in Keon Dixon who is there now. I believe there's a Colton Vaden kid who was at Central is going to be out there. And so I say all that to say this. You know about the guys who are there, Junior Summerhill, Dalton Handback, Peyton Palmer. Those are the three guys that really come to mind. I think Duke Monroe is back, if I'm not mistaken. But that fourth spot, as you mentioned, that red-blue rivalry game way on the 17th, way down on the list on the 17th, that's going to be an important one. And heading into this season, if you had asked me when I was doing those five-minute previews, Chuck, who's going to take this one? It would have been no doubt without a question Central. But now with all of these transfers and one of those transfers being Tanner Stamps, things might be a little different. It might be Wilson's year to get that third or even that fourth spot, depending on how many guys Central has lost and how they've adjusted to those transfers.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, that was such a big storyline that we're just kind of figuring out because, you know, as much as we'd like to, we feel like we're the leader in high school sports in the area, but we don't have a person on the ground at every single high school that feeds us information as soon as it happens. And it seems like over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks and a month, that we've seen more and more that there have been some transfers for whatever reason out of Central, and some of these players are going to other schools in our area. And, you know, I'm not trying to make anything out of that other than to say that those kids were kids that were big contributors for Central last year. So they're going to have to find people either to fill those roles, or maybe Central takes a step back this year, Jordan.
Yeah, you just don't know. Heading into the season, before these guys were all out, I thought, yep, Central is for sure going to make the playoffs 100%. But now we know what Rogers returns. They're going to have – it looks as if Rogers is going to be more of an offensive-minded team than they've been in the past. They don't have a single returning starter on defense, not one. Now, that's not to say that they don't have guys who may have rotated in and got a spot start here or there. But as far as the big hitters, the guys, you know, the roll blue roll guys from last year, none of those guys are back. It's going to be a totally new front. But with these guys transferring out of Central, I mean, come on, Chuck, it just makes sense. It might be Rogers and Wilson battling for that 3-4 spot, depending on how Central adjusts. But look, here's the deal. Even with those transfers, Junior Summerhill is still there. Dalton Handback is still there.
Yeah, I was about to say they've got a formidable 1-2 punch out of that backfield.
Exactly. So it's going to be tough for either one of these teams, Wilson or Rogers, to totally shut down Central enough in both of those games where Central's totally out of it. I expect Central to be a good team. I know this, Chuck. 4A Region 8 is going to be fun. It always is a ton of fun. It's going to be fun again this year. And when you take a look at it, Brooks and Deschler, and we'll get to them later on in the 2-a-days tour, Brooks and Deschler are going to be really, really good. Brooks is actually ranked number 7 in 4A in the preseason poll. Deschler is receiving votes 100%. I don't guarantee much, but if you got a local bookie who takes high school bets, go ahead and put $100 down that Deschler will be ranked in the top 10 by the time the season is over. It's just, you know, it's a no-brainer to me that that's where Deschler is going to be. So, you know, it's a lot of fun between these Wilson and Rogers guys. This is becoming a rivalry. They were both really good during the same time. They're both sort of, I guess it's safe to say, rebuilding during the same time. And September the 7th is going to be a no-doubt slobber knocker to see, you know, it's going to go a long way in determining who makes the playoffs out of this region.
Absolutely, yes. I agree. And I think this could be the best division. We knew it was going to be when we talked about this. You know, with Brooks coming back down, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover this region.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, Chuck, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. But before we do, our Fox 5 quarterbacks is up. And those young men are Channing Mormon. Charlie's his father. Channing Mormon, Lake Spurgeon, Alex Rogers, Bryce Palmer, and Slade Brown. So who is due up tomorrow, or are you going to take
it? I think we're going to do running backs tomorrow and wide receivers, and we're going to go down the line like that. Then we'll switch over to defense when we start into next week. So we'll get most of the offensive players. Something we added new this year, offensively, Jordan, we're going to have offensive athletes,
right,
and defensive athletes. And someone may say, well, what does that mean? What qualifies you as an offensive or defensive athlete? That means that I thought that you were probably good enough to be in the Fox 5. We just ran out of spots. And also, these are guys that are versatile. They can play multiple positions.
Right.
So there's a number of ways to qualify. And to be honest with you, covering 17 high schools, it's just tough. I can't believe last year, Jordan, that we did a Fox 5 and did not include athletes. And I think there was probably some kids that were probably very much deserving to be on it, but weren't able to find a spot for them.
Right, so we've got more and more of the Fox 5 coming out. We've also got a Fox 5 volleyball in store. That probably won't come out until the week of the first game of high school football. But, Chuck, my man, excellent job. Now, where are you going to be tomorrow?
I will be at Waterloo, I believe.
Out at Waterloo. So we'll get
a
lot of those.
And then, and just to give everybody a little heads up, we'll be at Waterloo tomorrow, or I will be at Waterloo tomorrow. Wes will be at Central. And on Wednesday, which is our final day this week because we've got PGA Championship action on the radio on Thursday and Friday, on Wednesday we'll be at Shoals Christian and Mars Hill. I'll be with the Flame, and Wes will be with the Panthers. And I figured that would be a fitting split because, you know what? I had Waterloo. He needs to at least get Mars Hill. That way, that you know, I don't know if they like me coming out to Mars Hill after I'd just been to Waterloo. I think that might be one of the best upcoming rivalry games that we're going to see as long as Mars Hill stays in 1A.
Yeah, 100%. That's going to be – should be good a good rivalry game for a long time. All right, Chuck, my man, I'm going to let you get on. I know you're ready to get back here to the station, but excellent job. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, Jordan, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we are going to take another timeout. When we come back, we're going to have Wes Ayers. He's going to have some Rodgers Pirates there, and hopefully they are going to be there. And if not, we will talk to him about other things going on out at Rodgers. Don't go anywhere. Our 2 days tailgate tour continues after this. Welcome back into our Fox Sports Show's 2 days tailgate tour. Welcoming back in Mr. Wes Ayers out there at Green Hill. Now, I don't know if we're going to get any of these players on air because they're conditioning, and we're not going to tell these coaches, hey, stop to let us bother you. So if we get those guys, great. If not, Wes will take some videos. He'll throw them up on our Fox Sports Show's Facebook page a little later on. But, Wes, one thing you and I did not get to do was take a look at some of these games they've got this season and see where the key games are on their schedule. Now, Chuck and I were just talking. September the 7th is going to be pivotal. That's when Rodgers and Wilson square off. And really, depending on what Central has, which there's a lot that goes into that, depending on what Central has, this could be the position battle for the 3 or 4 spot in this area.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was talking to some coaches that are on the sidelines here just a little bit ago, and they understand the things that they're up against. They understand, you know, let's be real, and I don't want to be a Rodgers homer, and I don't want to say that another 10-0 season is in the works, because the area that they're in, the region play, is just so loaded. When you're talking about schools like Deschler, and then you're talking about a school like Brooks that's coming back down and coming into the region from 5A play, you've got Central, who is going to be stacked. I mean, they're going to be very talented in a lot of positions. And then you've got a young team like Rodgers, who's pushing and really wants to make that run at another playoff berth. And I think it's going to come down to another Warrior and Pirate matchup that's going to be very, very crucial to, you know, panning out the playoff picture for this region.
You know, taking a look here, they open up with Loretto, which I believe last season it was really no contest. I don't think the past two seasons it's been much of a contest. I think Loretto hasn't had just a whole lot in the way of football for a while. But let's see, they've got Loretto to open it up, and then after that they've got another non-region game facing off against Lexington, which that's one of the